there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, you can follow us as well on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. At RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got the segment that's taking over the nation coming up at the bottom of the hour. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, and you don't want to miss that, so keep it locked. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. We believe that. Discover Card believes that. And Discover puts its money where its mouth is because they match all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. It's great. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob, we start off the show talking about the Nick Saban situation. He went at Jimbo Fisher, the coach at Texas A&M, a former assistant for Saban, saying that basically they bought all their players. They have the number one recruiting class in the country. he went after Deion Sanders, a guy he's made commercials with and supposedly has a friendly relationship with. And Rob, Deion said it, and we said it even before Deion. Nick Saban was playing to the crowd. Nick Saban was talking to a group of boosters and businessmen that could pour money into the Alabama program. And for him to say, yeah, this year, you know, we held on with the second number two recruiting class, but I don't know how much longer
that can continue. What's sinking? Hello? Right. Is this on? Help us. Help us. We're drowning. We need
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. That's what it was. And he wasn't afraid to throw some guys he knows under the bus. But today
that was,
he came
that
back
was
and
a
apologized.
Strange part, Chris. That, yeah. that really was knowing where we are in society and that people record everything. Nothing is private. This is not the right. old days where there's not a reporter in the room, so no one's going to pick up the phone
right.
and call
exactly.
or tell somebody. You know, like those days used to happen.
Yep, 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 no doubt. And so Deion responded, calling him out, basically saying, yeah, he was just trying to get guys to, you know, pour money, more money into his program. Rob, why do you think, is it as simple with these coaches, and Saban's just one of them, but is it as simple as they are afraid of the competition or of parity? Or do you think, because a lot of the money that's poured into these programs that they put into the coach's salary, that they put into the facilities that are top-notch. I mean, unbelievable facilities at these top programs. A lot of that money, if not most of it, comes from these boosters. You know, they get TV money and stuff like that too. But a lot of it comes from boosters. Do you think they're just worried or afraid that, hey, you know, now some of that booster money is going to be split? And maybe not split 50-50, but a lot of that was going to them in the program is now going to be going to the players. You think that's any part of this?
I do. I think that this is new for them. I think you're seeing, Chris, some of the old guard coaches like going to probably start getting out because this is all new, right?
Yeah, they're not going to have the control.
Like they used to have.
No question.
If my quarterback just made $7 million on a deal, what? What'd you just say to me? What?
Right. And Rob, real talk, like that can be a concern. Am I going to be able to coach these guys?
Right.
Right? I mean, he's making $3 million a year. And he knows he's going to the pros in 7 months. But, you know, and I get that, right? We can talk about it in college basketball, just because they only go 1 year, at least the top blue chippers. We can talk about it AAU, Rob, that guys can't be coached because, you know, they'll transfer to the next program, right? But you know what, Rob? I get that, and that might be unfortunate because I do think kids need to be coached. But, hey, it's the price of doing business. What's fair is that they should get a piece of the enormous pie that they are generating. That's it.
100%. I mean, right?
And if a couple things or negatives come to pass because of it, well, you got to deal with it.
And that's happened all the time, Chris. Nothing comes with a manual like when you put in stuff. Free agency in sports. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, free agency, that's good. No, this is going to be bad because when it started in baseball, George Steinbrenner is going to buy up everybody. That was what people were saying. Oh, this is going to be terrible. You know, whatever. Yep. No, everybody didn't get bought up, Chris. It didn't happen.
Just players, half of them.
Yeah, just half at the time. Right. No, but you know what I mean.
No, right. They haven't won a ring since 2009. So
exactly. Yeah. It ain't that automatic anymore, but I think people are always leery when you start something new, and it usually works itself out, right? After a while, maybe some of these companies and boosters, Chris, see these players aren't worth $3 million. Like, we just gave out $3 million.
Right.
This guy was a dud. He didn't give us anything. He didn't perform. You think companies are just giving away money?
You know what's also interesting, and again, legitimate, but we're in a capitalistic free market society. And it's the price of doing business. But, Rob, let's say some boosters pay a kid a bunch of money and he's a freshman. But he's not getting it done in you know, training camp or whatever, you know, the practices, preseason practices in college, and he doesn't deserve to start. They're not going to be happy. And the coach is like, I don't want them telling me I got to play this kid because they're paying him $1 million.
Right.
But it is, like I said, it's just like in any business, Rob. You might pay a broadcaster a certain amount of money and the ratings don't show. Hey, it is what it is. And you hear it too, Rob, with the kids. Well, they're 18 years old. They're 19 years old. Some of these kids are going to waste the money. Some of these kids aren't going to work as hard at their game. Even Deion brought this up. Some of the kids aren't going to practice as hard and work as hard to get to the pros because they're already being paid like pros to some degree. Some of the kids might use the money and get caught up in something really negative, drugs or whatever. Rob, it's at every level. There are college graduates that do it. How many guys in the NBA or the NFL that played 3 years in college or maybe graduated got mixed up in something crazy?
Absolutely. There's no safeguard, Chris. There's no way of getting around that. Everybody doesn't operate the same way. And then I would say on the flip side, what about the kid who did great for his family, bought his family a home,
right,
and they got a car that maybe they didn't have when he was in high school or his mom is taken care of, and they're getting medical benefits, you know, like they could go to the doctor now. I mean, we could look at all those other things that people who maybe aren't that well off have struggled with, and now they have a better lifestyle.
Yep.
It doesn't mean everybody doesn't get caught up just because you give them money. And then here's the other thing, and we talked about this before. Go look at people who are professionals, doctors, lawyers, Chris, who don't know how to manage money, who file for bankruptcy, who all kinds of stuff, and they have money and education, and they can't handle money. Bad credit, all that.
The people on Wall Street, Rob, making millions, whose lives are a mess.
Yes.
A lot of them. Drugs. Rampant.
Yep.
Drugs are rampant on Wall Street. The family life is a mess. You know, all that. So it's just an excuse, Rob. It's just another excuse. And even with the recklessness, right? Coaches are talking about, look, I yelled at the kid. Now he's in the transfer portal. I can't coach either. Well, you know, how you think the AD feels when you have a contract and you got 5 years left on it, and yet you decide to go coach at another school? Right? How many times does that happen, Rob? We just talked about it with Plaxico Burress.
Nick Saban said, stay here, finish what you started, and then he bolted to LSU. Oh, thanks. Thanks, coach. Thanks.
Right. So it's, like I said, it's just an excuse because the college coaches are going to lose some control. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll lose a tad bit of money. It won't be a ton, I don't think, but a tad bit. And the players might become a little more chesty, right? Because they got money under their belt. But speaking of chesty, Rob, Kyler Murray, once we know he's had gone back and forth with the Cardinals, right?
Taking them down from his social media. And all that.
The reports are that he wants to be paid like a top five quarterback in the league. He's only played 3 years, Rob. Look, there are some guys that have been paid after the third year. They get that long extension. A Patrick Mahomes, a Deshaun Watson. That went south for other reasons. But a Josh Allen, that have panned out, right? And they were worth it. And then there's others. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, a running back, Todd Gurley. And I looked at it at the time, particularly Gurley, Rob, and Wentz. I was looking at the time like, why? If I'm a team and I got you locked up for two more years, why would I pay you big money after the third year if there's still a little doubt? And if I'm the Cardinals, I'm not. Why would I pay Kyler at this point? And I don't know if he's going to try to make it ugly, Rob, and sit out. But I just don't think it's good business for the Cardinals when there's still questions about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He had the terrible playoff game. They collapsed for a second year in a row, Chris, right, where they were off to a good start.
Yep.
And didn't play well. The playoff game was just like
brutal,
all-time brutal. Like just,
and he's tiny,
right? Where you look and go, can this really work? Is this going to happen? They were 7-0. They started the season. You remember they were the cats meow. that went south. And I'm with you. Yeah. I'm just not convinced. Like, he's not top five quarterback money worth. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it yet. No. Have a big year. If he wants to mope or whatever, then you'll really see what kind of guy
right,
he is.
Right, that's not your guy anyway.
Anyway, real if he's going to do that. So let him see, play it out. He's under our control. And the difference, too, Chris, people could say, the Rams shouldn't have paid Jared Goff. The only difference is two Pro Bowls and he went to the Super Bowl. They went to a Super Bowl. Okay, they didn't win, Chris, but they got to a Super Bowl and they averaged 35 points a game that year. Okay, so so you can look at that and say he's got a couple of things on his resume. Two Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl appearance.
Yep.
Kyler doesn't have that.
Kyler's got some Pro Bowls, and they've improved, and he's improved every year. I'll give him that. There's just still some questions. That's all there is. You haven't answered all the questions to know if you're our guy going forward. And, Rob, for Kyler, to me, this is about one thing. Kyler, who's been banged up, he's played through some injuries, but has been banged up the last couple years. I think, Rob, he's afraid he's going to get hurt. And I think he's trying to lock up the big money now. And here's why I say it. One, because like we said, he has been banged up a bit. But two, Rob, if Kyler just waits, if he comes out, has a big year, he's going to get more money.
Right.
If
the quarterback money doesn't go down,
right,
it goes up. If you play well,
it would be more next year than it would be this year. So to me, Rob, that it's not like he's after his fourth year where you can legitimately be like, "Yo, y'all don't believe in me. You're not paying me." No, it's only three. So that tells me he's concerned, Rob, about can my body hold up, and I want to make sure I get that money locked in now before something happens. And I'm not really mad at him. I think he needs to play this year, contract or not. But I think he and Lamar need to go have lunch and figure out the happy medium. Because Lamar's like, hey, I don't care about the money, man. I just want a ball. No, Lamar, go get paid, please.
Right.
I'm begging you.
You did win a unanimous MVP.
Right.
Like,
I'm begging you, Lamar, get your money. And Kyler's like thinking of the money first. So I think they need to find that happy medium. I'm joshing about them getting together. But you know what I'm saying, Rob? Like, you gotta keep the main thing, as they say. And I think Kyler needs to be focused on having a great year. But I think he knows, man, I might not be at the last. So, all right, let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Kyler Murray, if you're the Cardinals, would you pay him? Or does this make you wonder? Like, man, maybe we need to look at trading, old boy, because he's just focused on this money a little bit ahead of its time. You can also, if you want to weigh in on the Nick Saban and the NIL, feel free to do that as well. It's the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple. And if you're wondering about the music, it's a TV theme song Thursday. This is what? I heard it, but what is this? I've heard it before.
What do you mean you don't know what this is?
I've heard it, but I can't put the name to it.
Leave It to Beaver.
This, really?
Yes.
Wow. And I used to watch that religiously.
Alex, can I say what they
really
said on the show once? Yes.
Probably not.
All right. Chris, you know what they said on the show.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You can say it was, I mean.
She said it.
I think you can say it. But
can I say it, Alex?
No, I don't have the dirty mind.
I mean, I can always dump if we don't agree on it, to go for it.
She said, Ward, don't you think you were a little hard on the Beaver last night?
Is that making the air?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
She was talking about Beaver.
Beaver. Right. I used to watch that religion. Did you used to watch that? I used to watch that all the time. Yeah.
You know what? Jerry Mathers was the Beaver. He went for a little kid, Chris. He was pretty intelligent, don't you think?
He was like, a good little actor for a little kid.
I thought he was great. I thought he was great.
They all were good. Wally, Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, it was a funny show. It was.
Was it really good? I don't know. I mean, everything was good as a little kid.
Well, because there was nothing else on. You're right. Hazel, right. I Dream of Jeannie. Right. There was nothing else going on.
Put it on the air, and I liked it. That's all it was to it. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. They got more than 5,600 locations across the nation. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So, Chris, let me ask you real quick while we're just talking about shows. What do you watch now? What are you watching, you and your wife? Do you have any shows? I know at one point during the pandemic, y'all were binge watching stuff, but is there anything you watch now? I'd like to hear from Alex and Rob G because I'm not watching any TV show other than the news, other than sports. You know what I mean? I'm not watching one show.
So are you watching reruns, like Golden Girls?
Yeah, I watch reruns. Yeah, I'm Perry Mason.
You're not watching anything new?
Nothing new, so I'm asking all three of you.
So what are the reruns you watch?
I watch Perry Mason 4 times a day. I watch...
The real talk. Real talk, man.
Are you serious? I watch it 4 times a day, Chris.
And you've probably seen every episode.
Yes, it was only on for 9 years. How many shows are there? So
Rob.
I'm in a rut.
4 times a day.
Yes. I watch it 4... He comes on... I don't watch the one that comes on at 9 a.m., but he's on
like we all know about that one. Oh, you don't watch that one?
I don't watch that one. But, he comes on at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I watch it during lunch if I'm home. Then he comes on at 2. Then he comes on at 11:30. I mean, I'm just like, it's too much.
I'm concerned about you.
No, I'm asking. I need help. I need to watch a show. So give me your recommendation. Right, Alex, you give me one. Rob G., you give me one.
All right. To your point, obviously, a lot of what I'm watching is sports or sports-related shows, right? Of course, keeping up on the news. And then my wife and I, we just finished The Fresh Prince.
Okay, so did you
like
that?
And I want to talk to Ephraim about that. I did. It's not phenomenal, but it's good. It's good. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the second season. They ended in a way, I don't know if they've already contracted for one, probably. But it, you know, the way it ended, they're going to do a second season, okay. And it was good. I think she's watching Ozark. I watched Winning Time.
Okay,
Rob, I would recommend. I know Jerry West, and I love Jerry. He's mad about it,
right?
But it's a good show. It's really interesting. I think you should watch it. What else? We've been watching Succession. Which is okay. It's about like a rich family. People think it's based on like Rupert Murdoch to some degree, as far as just Fox News and their family.
Right.
And you know, it's okay. It's all right. It's not phenomenal, but that's kind of what we're looking. I think, you know what? I'm getting my wife. We're going to watch The Wire, which I watched some of it when it was on, but I didn't see everything and she didn't see any of it. So I think we're going to go to that, but that's where we're at.
Okay. Alex, what do you got?
Rob, unfortunately, I'm probably not the guy you want to talk to about this because
So you're not watching any TV?
No, I don't watch anything on TV. I only stream.
What do you stream?
Well, that's what we do.
No live sports.
That's why I'm still in the first quarter of the Celtics.
Yeah, not sports or news because that's what I'm watching.
Sure.
But just like a show that you're watching that maybe I could enjoy.
Well, I do a lot of anime, which I know you already know. But the one that I've been watching every night before I go to sleep is Seinfeld again. From the beginning
really
to end.
Back into it.
Yeah, man.
So you back, but I mean, but when Seinfeld was big, were you watching it then?
I was watching it at night when I was in high school.
Okay, so you were into it.
Yeah.
I know Comedy Central has it on a lot now, right? Where are you watching?
They do. I watched it on Netflix because Netflix just bought it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Rob G.
I wondered, so I guess this answers my question, but I used to wonder, I feel like, Rob, there are certain great, and I loved Seinfeld. It was a great show. But I think there are certain sitcoms that I don't know if they transcend time.
Like,
I never
felt
MASH transcended time.
I didn't like MASH during the original run. And I never watched the reruns. MASH, I know people, it was popular.
It was huge, right. People loved it, but I never got into it.
Rob G., how about you? Give me one.
One show I'm actually watching. I can't watch like regular network programs. Just
so you're not watching
it's just
that.
Hard for
okay.
me to go back. And, number one, I don't have cable, so going back to DVR on a streaming is really difficult.
Okay.
But Chris, you brought up The Wire. The show that I'm watching now, it's on HBO Max, is We Own the City. And it's made by the guys who made The Wire, and it follows the Baltimore Police Department in the
so
late...
So is it a sequel?
Like, no. Like this is based on true events. Okay. But Chris, if you watch The Wire, half the characters who were in The Wire have grown up now, and they're in this show, and it's cool the way they flip it.
It's a drama. It's not a documentary.
No, but it's based on true events surrounding what happened with Baltimore PD.
But it sounds like, is it essentially... Is it basically similar to The Wire?
It's similar in that all of the issues that you saw take place in The Wire with regards to the corruption and the seedy underground between the law enforcement and the citizens is playing out, you know, but in a real life situation, because this is based on what really happened.
And The Wire was based, wasn't The Wire based on...
Well, it was based on a collection of stories and things like that, but this is based on an
actual
time period of what happened, yeah.
Because that was, what's the show, the big, Law and Order is based, all of those.
They ripped the headlines out of the newspaper.
Right, of those are real headlines, so yeah. Okay, I'm going to look into that. Is real good, Rob G?
It's really good, and it's only once a week, so you're not really missing a whole lot. You can binge watch it whenever you got time.
I got to be honest.
There are only 4 episodes in right now.
I like waiting so that if I want to binge and watch 3 episodes straight one night, I can.
Right.
Like, I watched Winning Time, you know, as it was coming out, and it was like old school TV where I had to wait a week for the next episode.
Right.
Which frustrated me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like, I'm ready to watch one now.
Right. I got time. I don't always have time. I got time tonight. I want to watch like 3 of them, right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires, Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There it is, the Twilight Zone, and we are the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday, and with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June, and that's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. So learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That is right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the most competitive game that you will see tonight, considering what's going on in Celtics Heat. This one, I promise you, will not be a blowout. It's something that's going to keep you riveted and glued to your speaker for at least the next 10 minutes. In honor of our man Nick Saban going scorched earth on college athletes and college football and Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders, all of tonight's topics are Alabama Crimson Tide themed.
Roll Tide.
That's right. Roll damn Tide. You know how this game works. I got 7 very easy sports trivia topics. It's up to you guys to help Alex Tyshirt, who does not watch sports at all, is more worried about building his anime brand than doing his job here at Fox Sports Radio. Get up that tower as quickly and efficiently as possible. Star this segment. Mention them right there. Our resident DJ, Alex Tyshirt.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
We are great, man.
Rob, are you there?
I did a whole 3-minute spiel, and Rob was in the back frying up some bologna.
Thank you, Chris.
I was here. Yo, yo, yo.
Meat, cheese, and mayo.
Jeez Louise.
No, you know what? I can't do it. I'm not doing any of that. I got too many parties to go to and drinks to have.
Just wait till Rob's back from his Hall of Fame enshrinement, and then he's all on board for NABJ in Vegas, and he's just going to be starving himself. X-lax and water for 2 months while Rob gets skinny.
For 2 months. You're right. You're right.
It's going to be great. Speaking of Vegas, I'm going to see Lamar Mitchell this weekend. I told him he said what's up.
That's right.
I love Lamar because he's my height. He's my favorite guy.
He's a little taller than you. But.
No, he's not.
Wow.
Let's get to it. We flipped a coin, and Chris would have won, but he made that snide comment. So Rob Parker
is going
to get question number one.
Because the first one is easy.
All right, here we go, Rob. One word clues to help Alex get up the tower. Question number one.
Go.
The Alabama edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Rob, there have been 4 Heisman winners in Bama history. Most recently, last season, quarterback Bryce Blank.
Young.
That is correct.
Okay.
Man.
Well done, Rob.
All right, let's just stop the show.
That's it.
He's a Hall of Famer for a reason, folks.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, don't forget, after Wednesday, Hall of Famer Rob Parker.
That's right.
He wants new imaging for the show. One of us is a Hall of Famer. The other's not. Here we go. Level 2.
I am a Hall of Famer.
Where?
At my high school.
No, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see a picture. Level 2.
All right.
Hey, Chris, don't you vote for the Hall of Fame, though, for basketball?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's Rob, too? Dang.
Damn. Level 2. Nick Saban has won 6 national titles with Bama, tied with Blank Bryant for the most by a coach in Crimson Tide history.
Blank Bryant?
Grizzly?
Adams.
That is incorrect. That's a good clue.
Isn't that a
all
thing,
right,
though?
Here we go.
Isn't you Grizzly ready? Adams a thing?
It is a thing.
Yeah, that was a show on a TV theme song Thursday.
I'm staying on brand.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yogi
Bear.
That is correct.
Yeah. That was good.
On a TV theme song Thursday.
Look at Rob Parker.
It's a route.
It's a route, baby.
It's a route. I'm the Boston Celtics tonight.
Let's go.
Level number 3. It's a rough night for playoff Jimmy Butler. Back to Rob Parker. Really chance to put this game
good
in a stranglehold.
Good thing that Jimmy Butler made a statement. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay. 8 former Bama players are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as of right now, Rob Parker, including former Jets quarterback Blank Namath.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're telling me.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Is this one word, Rob?
No, I know what he's going to say. I know exactly what he's going to say.
If I use 2 initials?
It's 2.
No.
But no, it's not. It's initials.
No.
Go ahead and do it.
All right.
One word.
It's
got to be one word.
Down under.
All right. Here we go.
Morning.
No. Here we go.
Hall of.
All right. I'm let's ready. Say. Sloppy
Joe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah.
Wow. It's a route. It's a route.
Rob.
Chris didn't see that coming. Sloppy
Joe. I
think
Joe. The fix is in.
No. The fix?
What fix? Because I'm giving good clues.
My goodness.
He gets the first clue.
Yeah.
It's ready.
Alex somehow misses Grizzly Bear. Golly.
I thought of Adams.
Yogi.
Adams.
Oh, my
Yogi Bear.
Goodness. Chris looking like Gabe Vincent out here in game 2.
There's plenty of time left.
I feel like Chris ain't into it. I don't know, man.
There's
level
plenty
4.
Of time left. I'm
I feel
not
like Rob's
up.
Trying to win, see?
I'm not
I'm a winner. I'm a Hall of Famer.
It.
I'm a winner.
That's right.
Back to Chris on the Alabama edition of Tyshirt's Tower Trivia. Score right now 29-0, Rob Parker.
I'm just an Alabama guy, apparently.
Chris Broussard. Speaking of the Heisman.
Uh-oh.
Back in 2020, wide receiver Devontae Blank became the first wideout to win the trophy since our man Desmond Howard.
That's a lot of names you just gave me.
Looking for Devontae Blank.
Okay. Devontae
All right,
Blank.
Are
you ready, C?
Steven
Adams.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Chris, that was really your
terrible clue.
Stevens? I told you, Chris ain't into it. I don't
it
feel it.
It wasn't Stevens plural. It was Steven.
Oh.
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to.
If I get it back, I'm going to put it all together.
Okay.
Are you?
That's a clue.
Okay.
That's a clue.
That is a clue.
Okay.
That is a clue, right?
It's a tease. That was a radio tease.
That is a radio tease.
Here we go, Alex. Ready?
I'm ready.
Four.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three.
Wesson.
Wesson?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Come on, Alex.
Wesson. Give me the first part of the name again.
Devontae Blank.
Wesson.
You don't need nothing.
Wesson. Oh, Rob, I don't think I know this.
Yes, you do. You know it. Think about it.
Wesson.
You know it.
Wesson.
Feel it deep in your loins, Alex. Just let the answer come to you.
Don't be opening your mouth.
Yes, you know this. It's going to be painful
Rob,
when you
enough.
Get this.
Oh, no.
Rob is giving extra clues.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Rob.
All right, here we go.
Chris. What was my first clue?
Steven.
You can't say it.
Smith.
There you go.
Got it. Here I come.
8 points.
We got plenty of time.
All right.
Wesson,
I'm rallying.
Did you get what I was giving you? I get you now. Okay.
Smith and Wesson?
Yes.
Yes. You know, you got the gun. You're doing the gun thing.
I got you now.
That's right.
You're shooting now.
I went one time.
Honey, I know, right?
You
know. I know.
Man.
I'm making you like your Clint Eastwood.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
Champion of the NRA.
Right.
All right. Back to Rob Parker. Speaking of, Stephen A. on TV right now looking fantastical. Lineup looks good.
What's he got on?
Well, his lineup looks crispy, which is important.
I like the jacket.
All right, back to you, Rob
Parker.
You
know, he used to get his hair cut at the barbershop.
Really?
At Sporty Cuts. And then he's like, nah, not no more.
Yeah, he had to move on.
I think they pushed his hairline back.
Oh, no.
He's like, what happened to my hairline?
His hairline used to look like Jalen Rose back in the day.
Oh, gosh.
That's right. Don't tap it back too far now.
All right. Back to Rob Parker. Rob, last season, the Crimson Tide lost in the national championship game to the Georgia blank.
What?
Okay, here we go.
Rob G, this Alabama-themed one is not fun.
Nick Saban's the story, man.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Hold on, I'm rallying.
Chris trying to come back here, Rob.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Tonight, Rob, at some point, please.
Let's get this done right here, Rob.
Here we go.
Get into the mind of an Alex Tye shirt. Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Come on.
Tough one. This is real tough. All right.
I'm ready.
You ain't ready, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like
Three
I'm only ready.
BS.
What?
First of all, I think that's two.
That's two letters.
That's not two words, though. That's no one's
can't do that, Rob.
That's not two words.
Just opening the door for Chris to steal. Back to Chris. The Georgia Rob. Blank for 9 points.
Rob.
Got to go quick. We only got 90 seconds left.
Yeah,
here
come on.
Game.
What you got, C?
All right. Pitbull.
He just said, wait a minute.
That's one
He's
word.
Done.
Pitbull.
That is one word.
I'm talking. Yes, thank you.
Is that?
You.
Okay.
Yes. Pitbull.
Is it Bulldog?
That is correct.
Hey, okay. What am I, one down?
I have a feeling.
Back to
don't,
Chris.
Don't stall. Here
trying
we go.
To make it
don't
tricky. Stall. You got to get this one to have a chance to win, Chris. Alabama.
No, wait a minute. How's he going to win? I was winning.
You just got to have
were
a chance.
Up 3-2.
No, basically. The
Alabama's.
He didn't get it on
biggest
on every time.
Is Auburn. Their annual showdown is known as the blank bowl. Chris, if you get this, you have a shot. If not, Rob's gonna win.
All right, Alex, here we go.
Let's go.
Steel?
Iron?
That is correct. Unfortunately,
really?
You're still down by 2 points.
Yes,
Rob
thank
Parker.
You. Oh, I'm the winner.
Win.
Play my music. What do you mean, how? You didn't get it on the first time.
29-27.
Thank you,
Gamer.
Be quiet, Chris. What are you talking about? No, let me get my groove. Oh, my God. This is the Hall of Fame Crip Walk. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Man, don't you going to be playing Bob Seger when you do your walk to the Hall of Fame. Don't even front. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!